Today is Sabbath day, and it is a happy day. And why we are so joyful today, it is because 2,000 years ago, there was a man named Jesus. He had a dream. He made a great determination to lay down his own life and to kneel down on the cross to shed his precious blood for all men. And he never let his dreams die away. Today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, he always keep his dreams alive. So many people had dreams. And many of them, the dreams is meaningless. But for some, the dreams are meaningful. Let's turn to Genesis 37, verse 2. Genesis chapter 37, verse 2. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the young boy was with the son of Bilhah, the son of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. 4. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. 5. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. 6. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamed." 7. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then, behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bow down to my sheep. 8. And his brother said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. 9. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, "Look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bow down to me." 10. So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" 11. And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. I just mentioned Jesus Christ had a dream for us. And in the Old Testament, Joseph also had a dream. And he told to his brothers, and his brothers just hated him. Why his brothers hated him? Because Joseph always brought a bad report to them, to his father. Because Joseph's behavior is quite different from his brothers. He is a good boy. He is upright. He feared God. So when he saw his brothers have done something wrong, and he brought a bad report to his fathers. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 16. "With the precious things to the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush, let the blessing come on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers." So Joseph was separate from his brothers. We ever learned the holiness. And then what does holiness mean? The holiness means separate. But in here, Bible tells us, Joseph was separate from his brothers. In other words, Joseph was holy before God. So Joseph had a dream because he was holy. Many years ago, before I signed up for the TTP, and one night I had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord appeared. The Lord wrote some characters on the wall, and also some voice come out from the wall. The message is like this. Whoever wants to be a pastor should be holy. Whoever wants to be pastor should be holy. Actually, not just for pastor. Whoever wants to serve God should be holy. So only person be holy, then he are qualified to have a dream for the Lord. Like Joseph, he is holy, then he have a dream. However, if we go back to Genesis chapter 37, let's turn back Genesis chapter 37, verse 5. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. When Joseph had a dream, then his brother just wanted to crush his dreams into pieces. Joseph had a dream and had another dream. Then he told his brothers, I had another dream. And in the same way, his brothers even hated him more. Joseph had a dream. His dreams has very meaningful. But nobody understood his dreams. But God want to one day will fulfill his dreams. But how to fulfill his dreams? Let's turn to Psalm 105. Psalm 105, verse 16. 105, 16. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. 17. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. 18. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was led in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. 20. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. 21. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions. Now, this history, I think we were very familiar with that. God sent a famine in the Canaan. Then God sent Joseph to Egypt before his household. He was sold there as a slave. Then later on, he gone through darkness, loneliness, disappointment, and delay. All, we can say, he gone through all temptations. But he passed all the temptations. And later on, God himself crowned Joseph. So verse 21 says, he made him lord of his house and ruler of his possessions. He will become prime minister in the land of Egypt. So God himself crowned him. He had dreams. And God wanted to fulfill his dreams. And how to fulfill his dreams? Joseph had to go through darkness, loneliness, disappointment, and delay, and frustrations. so painful, so hurt. But at the end, God crowned him. God lifted him up as prime minister. So today, we understand even Jesus Christ had a dream for us. When we sing hymn 128, happy day, today is a happy day. And why are we so joyful? Because Jesus Christ himself had a dream for us. He laid down his life for us. So today, likewise, we should have a dream for the Lord. We have to make a dream for the Lord. And how to make our dreams alive? And how to fulfill our dreams? We have to make great determinations like Jesus Christ. After he resolved, then his mind never changed. Today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, never changed. Always keeping his dreams alive. Okay, let's turn to Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and do it and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinance in Israel. Verse 10, Ezra is a scribe, and he had prepared his heart, which means he made a great determination to seek the Lord. So how to make dream, how to keep our dreams to alive? How to fulfill our dreams? We have to prepare our heart. We have to devote our life, our whole life, to seek the Lord. So the first step, we have to prepare our heart, devote, make great determinations to study the law, to study the words of God. We spend 14 days in Bowen Park to study the word of God. But how about after we go back to our local church, to our home? Can we keep our dreams alive? Can we keep reading the Bible every day? So we have to prepare our heart, make great determinations, have dreams for our Lord. That's the first step. Then the second, to do it, not just to study it. We have to do it, put it into practice. So if there is a family service, be there on time. If there is a seminar, be there on time. If there is a sub-service, be there on time. If there is a prayer session, be there on time. So do it. We have to make great determinations. Set an example for everybody, for all believers, for all members. And then we are qualified to teach others. So many brothers and sisters are weak. So many brothers and sisters are infant. They still eat milk, not study food. So we come here, the purpose, God put us here to study the word of God. God wants us to teach others. But before we teach others, we have to prepare our heart to study the word of God, to do it, to set an example to all members. Then next one, turn to Daniel. Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with his wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. 9. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Daniel was captive to Babylon. Before he exiled to Babylon, his country was under a war. So I believe at that time, there was no food for them to eat. There was no drink, no water for them to drink. And after he was brought in the palace, an eunuch brought delicious food for them and wine for them to eat, to drink. But Daniel refused to eat, to drink. We can imagine, after so many days, so many months, so many years, they never tasted so delicious food. They never tasted because their country was under war. There was no food for them. But right now, all delicious food appeared before their eyes. For normal people, maybe just devour all food, because after so many days, they never eat good food, wine, they never tasted. However, Daniel refused, because he did not want to defile himself. He wanted to separate it. He wanted to be holy. He had a dream for the Lord, because he wanted to be example, keep himself holy in the foreign country. Even no more worship in the foreign country, but they still want to keep themselves holy. They want to keep their dreams alive, so they have to be holy. They want to defile themselves, so they refused. This is a great temptation, because they are so hungry. They are so thirsty. But they refused. Then let's turn to 17. Continue on 17. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding all visions and dreams. In 20. In all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realms. Then let's go back. 15. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better in flesh than all the young men who are the eighth portion of the king's delicacies. So from 3 verses, we will know the result. Daniel and Daniel's friends refused to enjoy king's food and king's wine. By logic, they will become skinny. But on the contrary, they look very good. They're better than the other young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Moreover, their wisdom is better than another young man who ate king's portion. So after we make our determinations, we decided to dedicate ourselves, decided to separate ourselves, decided to be holy, then God will bless us. At that moment, then God will bless us. If we had great dreams for the Lord, then God will be with us. In this society, we will encounter many challenges, many competitions, many temptations. But God will be with us. If we had dreams for the Lord, be an example for our members. Be a light for all Gentiles. So let our brothers and sisters see our progress, and let Gentiles see our light, see our life, see Jesus in our bodies. Had great dreams. We have to keep dreams alive. Never let it die down, die away. So we have studied, devote our life to study the Word of God and do it. Put all the Word of God into practice. Be example. Be model. And we have to keep it holy. Then God will bless us. No matter wherever we go, no matter whatever we do, God will bless us. God will prosper. So today, I have a dream. Many years ago, I have a dream because many people had dreams. And some dreams are very meaningful. Today, while I'm here, God put me here because I have dreamed. I have three dreams. For each dream, very meaningful. The first one, the word on the wall. The second one, God called me out. Say, if you come out, and we will pay you. The third one, God told me, you owe me $6,000. Then I told my wife, you write out a check to this man. Because he said we owe him $6,000. But the Lord said, not from your wife's account, from your own account. Because if you have money in your account, so the check must pay from your own account. And we'll give you double portion pay, double portion. Many of you consider if I come out to be a pastor, I have to suffer so much. Yes, NYTS needs you to suffer. Need you to serve. But the Lord will crown you by himself, will provide whatever you need. As you remember, when the first day I departed from my wife to LA to attend the TDP, when my wife saw me off at the airport, sure, of course, my heart was almost broken because at the moment I was left my wife for a while, for 4 months. I look back at my wife, and my wife left already. But I saw her back. So on the way to LA, on the airplane, I cried all the way. We had a dream, but we have to go through all temptations, go through tribulations, go through darkness, go through loneliness, go through separation. At the end, God will bless us. God will never fail you. This is God's promise. So are you ready to make a dream for Jesus? Right now is the time to have a dream for Jesus. Right now is the place to have a dream for Jesus. He's a faithful God. He never fails us. He never leaves us lonely. He never leaves us in darkness. He will provide everything we need. Trust God. Make dreams for Him. Let's pray together.